please call item 567?
Adopt PED PDX, Portland Citywide Pedestrian Plan, a 20-year strategy to make Portland a great walking city for everyone.
Commissioner Udaly.
I'm sorry, Mayor. I'm a little behind.
No worries.
So is this the last? What number are we on?
567. This is the PED PDX.
Oh, great. 567.
It's a resolution.
We already have the hearing.
Yeah, I've just got a closing, so we can go ahead and... Well, we lost Carla.
Carla's walked out on us. It finally happened. So is there a presentation, or are we just going right to the vote?
Have a presentation.
I had asked if, and I'm not sure if you're prepared to do this or not, but I had asked if someone could explain what a plan is, because my colleagues were understandably overwhelmed by this massive document that they received just a few days before council. And it's my understanding that plans are somewhat akin to reports. By accepting a plan, we are not authorizing the Bureau to go ahead and do everything in this plan. We have many plans that we've developed and set aside. There's a parks plan that was set aside, a skateboard park plan that was set aside, a bike plan that was set aside. What PED PDX really serves to do is, you know, state our vision and priorities and explain to the council how we are setting that vision and priorities. So what happens, you know, could you explain really what a plan is and what happens when we accept a plan?
Sure.
After we accept a plan.
Sure. So our modal master plans, we have a series of citywide modal master plans. We have the bicycle master plan, the freight master plan, this PED-PDX, the pedestrian citywide master plan, and they help to implement and support our larger citywide comprehensive plan and transportation system plan. The intent here is absolutely, yes, to set a vision, but it's also, I would add, to establish a framework for how we intend to accomplish that vision moving forward over the next 20 years. So the plan does also include a series of action items that we are committed to exploring as a city to help accomplish our vision. And it also identifies the key infrastructure priorities where we know we have the most urgent sidewalk and crossing gaps. And the intent there is to help focus our energies for improving walking moving forward. So making sure we're directing our resources to the right places and the right efforts.
And as we move forward with those action items, any sizable project is going to come back to council.
Yes.
One or more times.
Correct.
For discussion and a vote. So we're not committing money, we're not green lighting projects, we're just, the Bureau is sharing with the council what the plan is.
That's correct,
yeah.
Commissioner.
Okay. Thank you. It's confusing. We adopted a affordable arts plan, and there were community members who assumed that we would be executing every item in that affordable arts plan, when some of them, you know, were completely outside the purview of Commissioner Fish or I, and we developed that plan and together with our staff. We have accomplished some of it. We were graded on that plan, I understand, on States of Wonder, on OPB, as if we would have accomplished all those items in 1 year. And which
did
is
we pass?
No, we got some. No.
Close to just passing. Right. It was just the opposite.
You know, there are a lot of reasons to complain about city government, right, and we need to be held accountable, but we need criticism that and constructive feedback that's useful, and we need to be held accountable for things that we've actually promised to do. So a plan I would describe as really aspirational. It is not carved in stone, as we know, and they can disappear. So I just wanted to reassure everyone that I'm not trying to to force a bunch of projects down your throats that you won't, that won't come back to council and you won't get to decide on.
Can I just,
Commissioner Hardesty, then Commissioner Fish.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Commissioner Udaly. I was certainly one of those that was very concerned about getting this mega document 2 days before I was asked to consider it. But I'm also concerned, as you mentioned, we've got 100 plans floating around at any given time that people come and present to us in these very pretty packages, and we never see the plan again. Unless something bad happens, and then we get held accountable to a plan that actually was never voted on or funded or with no real measurement about how that plan moves forward. And so I'm just very concerned that we, I mean, this is a great looking plan. It's thick. It looks like people did a lot of work in it. But the bottom line is that we, especially when you're talking about prioritizing East Portland, I agree with everything in the plan as it relates to East Portland, but then when you say there's no money attached to it, I certainly can't get excited about a plan with no money attached. So what is the plan to actually realize the plan that we're about to adopt today?
Commissioner, I do want to add that I have made a very explicit request to staff that council receives these types of documents well in advance of the hearing in the future. I think, you know, sometimes we set these time certains and they come up on us quicker than we realize, and we can't get the information out as soon as we'd like, but that should be an absolute priority. And, you know, it's the nature of our, well, it's the nature of democracy. Leaders, elected leaders come and go. It's also the nature of our unique form of city government where the mayor gets to assign bureaus that, you know, the next transportation commissioner may not have East Portland as a priority, may not care about active transportation infrastructure. And so I'll just say that as long as I am transportation commissioner, I will ardently pursue advancing this plan. And we do have funding and we do have concrete plans, but those are going to come back in the future.
Can I just make one other observation about this? I've never been entirely clear about the difference between the council adopting a plan or accepting a plan, or accepting a report. And I guess my general sense is that we're accepting something.
Yes.
Without committing to every, you know, sentence of the document, that it is an aspirational document, it is designed to set a plan. To use the example that Commissioner Udaly did about the arts plan, what that did is focused our attention on some opportunities. And I'm actually incredibly impressed at how many things we've been able to sort of check as we've gone through. But without the plan, we would have had a more of a scattershot approach. With the plan, we've got things identified and we're going through the list. We've got something coming in a week or two that's another piece of that story. You know, at some point, the citizens of Portland may choose to change our form of government. There is a view out there, I hear from some people, that we'd be better off with a city manager. I would remind my colleagues that if we had a city manager that produced a plan on behalf of a bureau that 2 years later the council no longer wanted to fund, it is absolutely no different than our current situation, because it actually requires the commissioner in charge to move the plan, and it requires the council to fund, and we're not off the hook, because every year we're going to be asked to put some money into pedestrian or Vision Zero or whatever. So I'm not sure that's going to change. I think the benefit of a plan for me is it puts in one place the best thinking, comprehensive thinking about how you tackle a particular problem. But it is not my expectation that everything is gospel or that everything's going to be accomplished, and we still have the challenge at budget time of allocating scarce resources among competing plans. So whether it's adopting or accepting, I guess I generally view it's more like accepting, And that way, I don't feel like I'm accountable for every footnote in the report, and I have the latitude as things come back to council to say, well, that was then, this is now, I'm not sure this is the right sequence or the right plan or whatever, because I haven't bound myself unconditionally to the recommendations in the plan. So yeah, just food for thought.
I think that this was just an important discussion because...
Good discussion.
It is confusing, and I was unclear as well. And I think the public is often unclear, as I mentioned, and they're unclear what reports are. So thank you.
Very good. Are we ready?
We are.
Let's see where we are with this today. Carla, please call the roll on the resolution.
Fish?
So I believe this is our last item, at least this
Correct.
Morning. Correct.
Correct.
So I'll keep my remarks short because we're all hungry. First, Commissioner Udaly, thank you to you and your team for bringing this home. This is a multi-year effort. It is incredibly comprehensive, and it's, I think, goes to the core of something that this city is known for and that is important to our future, which is how to become a more pedestrian-friendly city. Frankly, there are parts of the city today that even with marked intersections and lights and dedicated turns, you feel like you take your life into your own hands when you make when you cross the street. And there's also a lot of funky behavior that I observe. I no longer have a car, so I'm relying on others to give me lifts and things, but there's a lot of interesting behavior that I've observed that has the effect of putting people at risk. My daughter, not long ago, was crossing Burnside, not far from where we lived, and right in front of her, a car made a turn on the Burnside and ran her over. And fortunately, wasn't going fast enough to do any damage, but it was just extraordinary that the person wasn't paying enough attention. And I know that happens all the time, and I know that it also, further east you go, often results in fatalities. So it's a good plan. We will be reminded at budget time of the level of investment we need to make to keep this plan moving forward. But I appreciate all the time and effort that went into it, and today I'm pleased to vote aye.
Hardesty?
I guess I'm still concerned that we accept all these plans and reports, and I'm hoping that the connection is made at budget time. I'm hoping that the connections are being made, quite frankly, before budget time. I'm hopeful that on these kind of reports that we actually don't have to do it at City Council unless the City Council is being asked to actually make a decision about either funding it or something. I'm still challenged by the things that we hear in this body as compared to the things we could be discussing in this body. And so while I think this is a worthy idea and vision about how we make streets safe for people to be able to walk, bike, and use all the other modes of transportation available, I'm happy to support it today, but I do want to just express a cautionary note to say I think we could use our time here much more wisely, and I hope that we as a city council will have an opportunity to talk about what is necessary for us to have on the public record and what is information that, quite frankly, is just information unless we're being asked to actually make some decisions around a big new public policy or a funding decision. I think we waste a lot of time in this chamber. I vote aye.
Good daily.
Well, thank you for your remarks, Commissioner Hardesty. I agree that we hear a lot in council that perhaps is not necessary. I don't think that this plan or a lot of the plans brought forth by bureaus are among them. The public has an endless desire to be engaged and to be informed, and I think it's critical that we share this plan with them as we move forward on our improving our transportation infrastructure. We have more projects going on this summer, either completing or beginning this summer, than we have in, I think, ever, perhaps, or at least in recorded history. I think it's 49. We've got to let them know somehow. So This document offers a vision of a truly pedestrian-friendly city, and one that I and my team will work hard to make a reality. It works in concert with and is vital to our plans for improved public transit and bicycle infrastructure. We're going to receive a report from Vision Zero tomorrow, and this plan is just one of the many ways we're prioritizing safety, equity, and the environment in all the work we do at PBOT. Using the triage metaphor, which I believe came up last week, I can think of no more important criteria for this plan than safety, equity, and demand. In a traditionally complaint-based system, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and when not everyone feels entitled to complain or knows how to advocate for their issue, we get an inequitable distribution of services and improvements, and that is evident on our city streets, and I'm really committed to reversing that trend moving forward. It was briefly touched on last week, but I want to reiterate that this plan is also vital to reaching our climate goals. I'm especially pleased that we will regularly update the plan, thanks to Michelle, perhaps. It must be as dynamic as our city as we continue to grow and change and as we continue to battle a rapidly evolving climate catastrophe. I want to thank the staff who've dedicated such enormous time, energy, and passion to this plan. Thank you especially to Michelle Marks and the whole project team for bringing us this community-driven vision and for presenting it so well. Thank you to Irene Marion for guiding our Bureau around our equity goals so brilliantly. I want to thank the PED PDX Community Advisory Committee, as well as the Pedestrian Advisory Committee, who oversaw this process for the last 2 years. Your service is greatly appreciated. I don't think anyone's in the room right now, so I'm sending this out into the ether. Finally, I want to thank all the community organizations that advised and partnered with us on the plan, including OPAL, APANO, ERCO, PALF, Black Parent Initiative, and many others whose input was critical and invaluable. I vote aye.
Fritz.
First, thanks to Commissioner Daly for embracing the Portland Bureau of Transportation and particularly the safety aspects of it. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's discussion on Vision Zero, and I really appreciate all of your work on this. We are making decisions today, and I appreciate this plan coming to Council because we were asked to make multiple amendments, and I appreciate staff, Michelle Marks in Denver and Igarta meeting with me yesterday and walking me through some of those requested amendments. I share Commissioner Fish's thought that perhaps we should be accepting rather than not adopting. Really adopting means yes, we are going to do it, and accepting means we accept that this has been done. And indeed, the resolution specifies that this resolution is non-binding city policy. And I'm particularly wanting to use the word accept, which I'm going to do in here. I accept that this is what it says, and I'm not proposing any amendments. I don't like some of these things in here. For instance, there are no prioritized improvements south of Barber, which is an area annexed to the city at about the same time as East Portland. I accept that is the right thing to do. As we're going to hear in Vision Zero tomorrow, the majority of pedestrian fatalities and crashes are in East Portland, and we need to prioritize life and death here and now, today, tomorrow, this week. We also need to look at climate change. But by accepting this report, we're saying it's actually we are expecting people in Southwest Portland to continue to drive. And frankly, by accepting this report, colleagues, I don't want to hear when we have the discussion about the Barber Transit Center park and ride that you can't have a park and ride at the Barber Transit Center, because we are saying we are not going to be providing sidewalks to the Barber Transit Center in the near future. I agree that that's the right decision. I agree that East Portland should get the priority. And it means that we still are going to need to find ways to get people to the transit center so that they can catch the bus and at least not drive the entire 8 miles rather than just driving one and then taking the 7 mile bus trip. So that's important. We are directing the Bureau of Transportation to update this transportation system plan to reflect the updated pedestrian classifications in this plan. I accept that some of the classifications, such as the safe routes to schools, can be changed in future processes, and I look forward to that discussion. We are directing the Bureau of Transportation to update the pedestrian design guide to reflect the recommendations of PED-PDX, which means that should the mayor decide that Commissioner Daly doesn't get to present tomorrow, but somebody else gets to present the Vision Zero because she's going to reassign the bureau on a whim at the end of the day, which I don't expect to happen, but if it did, it would mean that the next commissioner is still we of the council are directing to update the pedestrian design guide, and it's setting out this is the expectation. So I think it's absolutely necessary that we hear these plans in council chambers. The community members have that last chance to come in and say we should do X, Y, and Z. My understanding is that many of those requests will be considered in the pedestrian design guide. For instance, the zebra crossings at trails, providing legal places for people to cross streets where there isn't a street intersection. That's something that will be looked at. I'm assured by the PBOT director, Chris Warner, that the it seems like decades-long issue, but five-year or more issue of the right-of-way trail in Southwest Coronado from Lancaster to Arnold will be considered in a different process, and I appreciate the community bringing that to our attention. Thank you very much to all the Community Advisory Committee members and the Pedestrian Advisory Committee members, Art Pierce, as well as Denver and Michelle, Chris Warner, the PBOT director. I'm really excited about pedestrian stuff, so this is... We get to consider things in the budget. In the budget, we always say we should have more discussion about these things outside of the budget. So we would not have been able to spend 2 weeks on this plan during the budget process because you hear about bazillion other things. And so I think it's really important that we have these discussions in public so that people know this is why we're prioritizing these things. And I'll be going home to my neighbors and they say, what's all this about us being a neighborhood walkway? I'll say, don't worry about it. We'll still be walking in the dark with no sidewalks. So
and no lights.
That's just the way it's going to be because the greater need is in East Portland. And for all these reasons, I am very happy to accept the plan and to vote for the resolution. Aye.
Wheeler.
You will be missed on this council. Your attention to detail always interests me, and I think you've raised some really good points. And I just want to say that on the record. I want to thank Commissioner Udaly, and I want to thank the Transportation Bureau for bringing this plan forward. It is large. And I will simply quote Dwight Eisenhower, who said, planning is everything, plans are nothing. In this case, while the plan itself is important, it's the process that led up to the plan over the last 2 years that I think is really the important part of this. And it establishes an opportunity for people to engage, for the Bureau to reassess itself in its own direction. It gives the council the opportunity to think about what really, you know, this is a glorious 20-year vision, but we have finite resources. So what truly are our priorities? And it forces us to think about that as a council. So I've enjoyed this. I've enjoyed the conversation. I appreciated the testimony received last week. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted, and we are adjourned, at least for a little while.